Water is the basic building block in our lives, and it is very important to the human body, as every one of our cells, organs, and tissues are dependent upon it. Water acts as a lubricant, and it cushions your joints, and drinking it is good for your overall health. Some of the benefits that drinking water includes that it promotes weight loss, helps to improve our skin complexion, and it flushes out all toxins in our bodies. Water cleanses, refreshes, and it energizes, and it's the source of life as we know it. It is reported that up to 60% of the human body is made up of water. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. To thirst is a feeling of needing to drink something. It often occurs whenever the body is dehydrated for any reason. We thirst spiritually because our souls are dehydrated and we are in need to be filled. We are without when we thirst and are eager to have the craving and the passion of our souls for a complete union with God and the fullness of the Spirit. Our spirit yearns and groans in labor and hardship because we are in need of a drink. As the heart paints after the water brook, so paints my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Believing in Christ means to obey the letter of the whole gospel. It means to completely surrender our lives to the one true and living God. I am thirsty usually means that I want something to drink, but more generally, it signifies that I have a real need for it. And when someone is deprived of something for an extended period of time, their physical body will weaken and eventually die. To thirst spiritually means that we've gone far too long without what we're in need of, and the Word of God is our spiritual food and water. And just as sure as we die physically, we can die spiritually without our daily bread. When you are hungry and thirsty, come to Jesus, because as he spoke, anyone who is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Any man, woman, or child of every race from every country in this world can experience the fulfillment of the prophecy that was made by Jesus himself. He that believes on me is the promise that we can stand upon. He that believes on me are the words spoken that are conditions of receiving the Spirit. The claim of Jesus is plain and simple and straight to the point. He that believes on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Jesus is the source of life. And just like water, he cleanses and purifies. We have a desperate need as we thirst both for the physical and spiritual life. He's the only one who can quench what we have a thirst for. And just as he told the woman at the well, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I give would never thirst again. And in him will become a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. He is a source of life that not only cleanses, but refreshes and energizes. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He is the source of abundant life. In him is the very essence of and quality of life. Life is in him, and he is life. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Jesus is the only door that leads to abundant life, because any other way, it's by the way of thieves and robbers. Through him flows the rivers of living waters that comes only on believing in him. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He is the source of the Holy Spirit, and the very presence of him means to experience abundant and eternal life, because in that day the wells of salvation shall be open to supply our needs. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. God will provide the water, which is a basic necessity of life. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue fails for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. One love, 5 minutes.